This is TWiT.
This week, I had a chance to sit down with folks from a couple of companies. Well, a couple of organizations is more correct. MasterCard and the Global Cyber Alliance. Now, you may have run into the Global Cyber Alliance through their promotion of DNSSEC and Quad9, the DNS server that they provide on a free basis. But they've gotten together, MasterCard, GCA, and they have the support of about a dozen other companies to create the toolkit, specifically a new initiative called the Cybersecurity Toolkit, which is designed to bridge the gulf between the cybersecurity concerns that small and mid-sized businesses have and the capabilities they tend to have to address those concerns. The toolkit is designed to give small business owners basic, usable security controls and guidance. Now, the MasterCard representative said that there it's not like there's no information out there. It's not like there are no services out there. It's just that they tend not to be couched, pardon me, in terms and in ways that are highly usable by small businesses. One of the things that defines a small business is that it has a staff of IT generalists rather than security specialists. And so one or a small number of these IT generalists have to provide the cybersecurity for the organization. What the cybersecurity toolkit is designed to do is provide a cookbook for them, very actionable information in small, understandable chunks that they can use to build a realistic and, you know, a workable cybersecurity infrastructure. Now, the reason that they did this is pretty simple. According to MasterCard, globally, small businesses are a huge part of the total economy. And they feel like protecting those businesses is important for maintaining the economic benefits as the economy grows. So what's in this cybersecurity toolkit? There are three huge sections. One is filled with operational tools that help companies take inventory of their cyber-related assets, create and maintain strong passwords, use multi-factor authentication, perform backups, things like that. The second is how-to materials. So you get templates for policies, forms for keeping track of those policies, training videos, and other foundation documents. The third, they bring in recognized best practices from leading organizations in the industry. These include the Center for Internet Security Controls, the UK's National Cybersecurity Center Cyber Essentials, the Australian Cybersecurity Center's Essential 8, and MasterCard. Now, they have some fairly ambitious goals for the toolkit. Phil Reitinger, the president and CEO of GCA, says that they intend to reach 1 million businesses in 1,000 days. As for how the businesses should use the information, he says he wants to make it so simple that a family dry cleaner with mom, dad, and 2 kids can do what they need to do for cybersecurity. So I'm going to bring my co-host in and ask you, and Brian, I'm going to start with you. How important do you think it is to protect the assets of small businesses? I mean, is this something that is really too small to be cared about?
Oh, no, I think this is actually more important because small businesses can't afford to have specialists. Most of the time, a small business can only borrow an IT specialist through some sort of contractor. So as we start having tools that, normal people can use. You know, I talk to a lot of my friends. You know, I love Snubs and those guys over at Hack 5. I love that they have the time to go and do pen testing and do all these really cool things. But, you know, the normal person just doesn't have the time to eat the learning curve on these tools. And having easier to use tools are going to make a huge difference. And just seeing how much of an economy is made up of small businesses, I personally think this is about time and past due.
You know, I tend to agree with you because I come out of the small business world. Now, Lou, the kind of products that you direct the programming on are used by businesses of all sizes as well as individual consumers. So when you think about security, how simple are they going to have to make it? How much of an expert are these people in the small businesses going to have to become if they're going to be able to do something meaningful about security?
I think it's a great question. I think that the problem with security is there's different levels of complexity that go along with them depending on the different sector of business that you're in. So if you're in a law firm, sometimes you have to have, you know, enterprise-related security around the document where people can only read it, they can't print it, they can't copy it, they can't edit it, you know, versus, you know, if you're in a place where, you know, you provide services and you want to have everyone access the same invoice on a server, that kind of thing. It's really kind of interesting, depending on the industry that you're in, will change the shape of what your security needs to be. So when you say, am I going to have a specialist in my area? I mean, sometimes you definitely do, especially for the area that you're in. So I don't think there's, again, we've talked about this many times, there's really no one size fits all for security. So the toolkit might be a good start, but I'm sure that there's going to be quite a bit of noise that's going to go on there when it comes depending on the industry that you're in.